Message to from the Tours, number 27. Released from the Matrix, or The Splitting of Worlds Explained. You may recall that a couple months back, I was rather confused by the reawakened prospect of the splitting of the world. Energetically, I knew that that's what was going on, or about to transpire, but I couldn't fathom how such a split was to actually manifest in the real world. Andrew Bartzis, the galactic historian, has called it the separating of the densities. It seems that most people who are attuned to unseen energetic fluctuations universally felt a dramatic shift right around the end of the holidays and at the start of the new year. Something big had happened just outside of our direct awareness, but we couldn't quite put our fingers on exactly what had occurred. The lightworkers, the starseeds, the crystal kids, the indigos, the crackpots and nutjobs were all released from the Matrix. All those who could no longer abide by the insane rules of civilized life, all the peaceful warriors and rebels, were proving to be too disruptive to the hierarchical slave matrix, so they cut us loose. We've been released. We were kicked out because our unwavering persistence was threatening to shatter the entire illusion. By energetically removing us from the ensnaring net, the game could be salvaged and continue on for at least a little longer. The hope for the controllers and manipulators is to consolidate their efforts upon only those with whom the illusion still holds dominant sway. Every effort now is being made to show those who are comfortable with the hierarchy that they are indeed making the right choice in aligning themselves with the old patterns upon which this modern civilization was built. So where does this leave the rest of us? Fair question. Intent is a universal force in creation. In the externalized reality, the manifestation of our intentions has to come through an energetic grid. That grid can be thought of as the collective planetary dream. The grid, or collective dream, gives specific shape and definition to all that we manifest so that it can all exist coherently as a singular, seamless reality. Except now, there's two collective dreams running simultaneously on the planet. The old matrix, the energy grid we've known all our lives, is anchored in sacred geometry, especially through the layout of major urban centers throughout the world, as designed by Freemasons throughout history. It is further augmented by EMF pollution, chemtrails, covert scalar weaponry, etheric psionic devices, and all of the visible systems of control. It has been overlaid upon the natural planetary grid known as the ley line. All our lives, we were denied direct and clear access to the ley line grid. The matrix always interfered energetically, keeping all of us ensnared in limitation and lack. And now we've been released. Or at least, some of us have. What this means moving forward has several important repercussions. The natural ley line grid is Mother Earth's own dreaming. It is the natural, organic, planetary timeline, its energetic support system. Now is the time for us to really connect with nature, with the planet, with the Earth Mother. We have direct access to our aspirations of abundance for all. All we need to do is to actively choose to work in partnership with her. She is wise, powerful, and protective. By aligning with the Earth, we will have our first real opportunity to build the new world, to establish the second Renaissance. But this will also require us to turn away from the matrix, to engage it less and less. For myself, for example, I'll have to make a deliberate effort to pay far less attention, energy, to the endless news about the collapse of the old world. It literally is no longer any concern of mine. Earth Mother humbly requests that I withdraw my energy fully from the matrix. Our energy is needed now for the full-on creation of the new. This is how the ascension will unfold. Those who are still comfortably snug in their place in the Matrix will not be persuaded by our arguments. There is simply nothing we can say anymore that has any hope of extricating them. But this is not an abandonment. We must actively seek to provide an alternative when conditions within the Matrix become so unbearable that the sleepers begin to question and wake up from the circumstances they find themselves within, not from any of our clever arguments. Trust that the Matrix is fundamentally unsustainable. it will fall without any further provocation from us. We are now literally occupying two different worlds here on Earth. Right now, it is still possible for some to straddle both collective dream spaces. But with each passing moment, it becomes harder as the densities continue to separate. As we align with the natural Earth grid, we will evolve, raising our collective frequency. Yes, we will effectively be pulling away from our beloved sleepers as they either stay mired where they are or slip further down the frequency ladder. Please accept that there's nothing more that we can do about that directly. Conditions within the Matrix will quickly become so bad for most who are mired therein that they will have no choice but to seriously question the reality they inhabit, something many of us have taken for granted all of our lives. When they finally lift their noses from the hierarchical grindstone, they will be ready to see for the very first time that there is, indeed, an alternative. And it's more than viable. It is our task now to make the alternative thrive. Everyone can only come to the new Earth through their own sovereign choice to participate. No one can be forced or dragged here. You weren't. Trust the process. Reclaim your full mantle as creator in participatory co-creation with Earth Mother and all her awakened children. It is the way forward, and it's beautiful. Just a reminder, the Treed Earth Network, TEN, is a direct access to the ley line grid I'm talking about. The easiest way to consistently access it is through hugging a tree. Seriously. The trees are the trustworthy guardians and gatekeepers to the shining world. They have already established a living global grid, which is directly tied into the planetary ley lines. Tell your intentions to the trees. Give them your love and energy. They will not disappoint. Or connect to the natural earth energy in whatever way feels right to you. It's time to build.